Welcome to Cruise Aficionados. My name is Nathan Boyle, and I'd like to welcome you to the first edition of our podcast here. In this particular episode, we're going to be talking to the president and CEO of Luggage Free, one of the companies you may have been hearing about recently. They specialize in actually picking up your luggage ahead of a cruise or any other travel for that matter, and actually shipping it to your destination. In this case, we talked to them in particular because they are a company, it turns out, that really does interface directly with the cruise lines, and we wanted to know more about that, so we'll have that interview a little bit later. If you're first joining us here or for the first time on our website, I want to welcome you. I founded Cruise Aficionados some years ago, not long after my very first cruise on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, the old sovereign of the seas, may she rest in peace in some other fleet. And frankly, as I tend to do, I always extend and enhance my vacation and other hobbies by usually starting a website or another means of just frankly reliving some of those memories. And that is the idea behind this podcast, as well as our website. Introductions are always in order, and that is ours. I hope you'll join us at cruiseaficionados.com or any of the sister sites I began, RoyalCaribbeanFan.com, PortTalks.com, or even CruiseTravelGear.com. All sites I've created dedicated to the idea of just enjoying the vacation experience we all love and doing so among others who are like-minded as well. We'll get to the interview now, and from week to week, as I update the podcast, I hope you'll join us again to just hear a little bit of news and discussion about cruising and what it is we like the most about it.
This is Jeff. Hi, Jeff. This is Nathan Boyle. We've been exchanging a few email notes there. We're just calling
if
we had time for that interview today.
Yeah, sure do.
Tell me a bit about how your company got started, what their roots are, and how they got to come to do what they're doing.
We have been at it 7 years. And we got started much like everybody else in the game after 9/11, when it became more difficult to check your bags and the whole process at the airport in general. As we grew, we began with no real knowledge of the market the cruise industry offered, and we began marketing towards travelers who were traveling anywhere. And I think, through a number of different circumstances, the bulk of our business early on came from individuals traveling to and from hotels, private residences, things of that nature. We began to get more and more requests to go to cruise ships, and that's when the light bulb sort of went off, and this was probably about 5 years ago now, and we started to place a little bit more emphasis on it, and it's been a great market for us. It's something we've really enjoyed being a part of, and we're looking forward to growing it even more.
Well, it was certainly one of the key questions I had, and yours is the first, and to my knowledge so far, the only company with the luggage shipment industry, if you want to call it an industry. I don't know if it's big enough to call it an industry yet, but it's getting there. It was one of the things that people were asking me about, and the people that I know that take cruises were wondering, is it was all good and well that you could ship your luggage somewhere, but my 87-year-old aunt, for example, sometimes will FedEx her luggage down to Florida when she's traveling there, but the thought of being able to integrate into what has become a fairly normal part of taking a cruise, which is getting the luggage to the ship, that was the first time with your company that I'd actually seen someone who's been able to integrate it. Who made the first contact with that? Was an outreach to them, or were they interested in talking to you when you first started looking into it?
Yeah, when we first started looking into it, there was actually a company up in Seattle that did nothing but cruise ships. It was sort of the antithesis of what we did at the time, so to speak. And I'm a preferred supplier for a number of the different travel consortiums throughout the country, Virtuoso, Ensemble, American Express Travel. And one of our partners within one of those consortiums had used this outfit for one of their cruises and had a major issue and couldn't, in fact, get their luggage home from Rome. It had been stuck in Rome for a couple weeks. So she reached out to me and asked if we could help. And through talking with her and getting her shipment back to her here in the States, she indicated to me that she was shocked that it could be done that easily. She worked on cruises. She'd been a cruise professional all of her life and was very familiar with this outfit out of Seattle, and basically in so many words said, "You guys do it unbelievably better than they do, and that's something you should really pursue." And that that's when the light bulb sort of went off. And she helped make some introductions too, and that's when we really got aggressive getting into the cruise industry. And I think, you know, you'd mentioned integration. One of the things that's allowed us to be really successful from day one is we've always set up our service so we have local agents in every city worldwide. And that's paramount shipping to and from cruise ships because, just like you said, the last mile is what we call it. You can't go to FedEx and say, I want to ship to the Regent Voyager in Miami. It doesn't work that way. So we're able to send to our local agent anywhere in the world. They hold it and then hand deliver it to the ship the day of embarkation, which has made the service really successful and really service-oriented for our clients.
So you were able basically to bridge that last mile that a lot of other people had been having problems do as well.
That's exactly right.
Do you work still with, when people actually are, say, you know, in my case, in this coming January, when I take a cruise, you know, typically I drive, but luggage, of course, you know, is something that no one likes to hassle with. Let's say that I'm planning on staying in a hotel the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, when the people are taking their cruise, are they integrating through travel agents? Are they integrating by coming to you directly? And do they sometimes request hotel locations as opposed to having it sent straight to the ship and to the pier?
A little bit of everything you just mentioned. Quite a few of our guests come to us through their agent, the travel professional. Probably an equal number come to us directly. They learn of us through word of mouth or through an outfit such as yours. They'll read an article or see something. And then in terms of delivering, whether to a ship or hotel, we leave that up to the clients. You know, our service is fully customizable, and we can do either. Most of our clients opt to send it directly to the ship. They'll take a carry-on bag, and that'll tide them over while they're at the hotel overnight, and then they can get on the ship, and their big shipment, if you will, is in their cabin waiting for them. But we do it both. You know, we deal with quite a few clients also that'll go particularly abroad. They're embarking in Civitavecchia, for example. They will fly over a week early, and so they want to send it to the hotel so they have it for their trip.
How do the hotels tend to respond to these? Are they usually understanding of what it is you're trying to do, or is it still something of a new thing to them in terms of calling them up and saying, you know, you have a shipment coming, hold it for this guest, so to speak?
No, at this point it's pretty commonplace. You know, as part of our service, we reach out to the hotels and let them know. But at this point in the game, we've done this so often, and I don't know why. I mean, I have my suspicions, but even serving 128 countries, we serve a lot of the hotels over and over and over. So there's not many hotels that somebody could call and tell us they're staying in where we haven't already done some business with them.
Now, how's the process, you know, if I go to, you know, a Staples or a UPS store or someplace like that, and I want to ship a package from point A to point B, I'm basically hauling it in, I'm, you know, getting boxes, people are weighing it and stuff. That's something that might intimidate some people. How do you describe the process of taking a piece of luggage and getting it sent by your service to wherever it's going to go?
Well, I think that's where the real value lies. You know, right out of the gate, they're doing nothing other than calling us and packing. For a domestic shipment, we're coming to the home at the time they choose, retrieving their shipment. We tag it, we prepare everything, and off it goes. And like I said, if it's going to a cruise ship, we send our agent and we hand deliver to the ship. Internationally, I think the service is magnified because you're talking about a customs clearance, in which case full customs documentation is needed. And that varies from country to country. In some countries, quite frankly, it's really not that laborious. It's it could be a one-sheet, short-form commercial invoice, whereas other countries can require up to 8 separate pieces of documentation to get in. And it can be a bit daunting, and that's a great part of the service is, whether it's domestic or internationally, it's a phone call. We take care of all your paperwork and documentation.
Okay. Now let's go with a hypothetical. Let's say my father, as he did last year, went on a cruise out of Miami, wound up having to jump ports from Miami to catch up to the ship. Obviously, the baggage, when you send it through your agent, in theory, it's going to be at the ship anyway. That's not a situation. But let's say they went to the hotel the night before. They're going to have to catch a catch-up plane. How quickly are you able to respond, and do you move outside of the United States? Well, obviously you do, but do you have any experience having to help people get their luggage ahead to the next port or anything like that?
Sure. Yeah, we've done that a couple times. We see that most often in fixing other people's mistakes, whether they sent it themselves and the documentation they prepared was incorrect or had what the country of importation deemed as a red flag, so they held it in customs. Or some other companies in the game that aren't as experienced shipping internationally. And we've had frantic calls where, to kind of play on your example, we're in Miami for the night, and then we're going to fly down to Turks and Caicos to catch our ship, or we're changing ships, or a number of different scenarios. And it's something we've seen a lot of, something we do a lot of, and something that's easily done. The only consideration there is anything domestically, we can do up to overnight. As a matter of fact, we can deliver the following morning by 8 a.m. if necessary. Internationally, depending on where you're going, there's oftentimes a day or two needed for customs clearance. Obviously, that varies from case to case. The example I just used, Miami to Turks and Caicos, can be typically done overnight, but a lot of times you need a day or two at a minimum to account for international shipments because of the customs clearance process.
Now, taking it in the other direction, the cruise is over, I'm packing up the night before. Does it differ at all when I'm getting off the ship? You know, classically, you pack most of your bags, you put them out in the hallway the night before, they sweep through, they pick them up, and they're on their way to wherever they're going to go. Is it automated so that you can pretty much leave the bags in the hall and they get to your service, or do you have to basically pick them up at the claims downstairs once you've disembarked and then find your agent to get them shipped home?
That varies from ship to ship, but the norm of what we're seeing, particularly in the United States, is most cruises are international of some description. Even a 5-day cruise will take you down to Mexico and back or something similar. In that case, U.S. Customs Immigration are dictating that the clients clear their own luggage through Customs Immigration. So, unfortunately, we can't get involved or even on the ship under any circumstances until it's cleared. So, in that case, they have to leave their luggage outside, as we've mentioned. It's swept, left downstairs. When they debark, they locate their luggage, go through customs. At that point, then they're free to do with it what they please per customs, and that's when we take the luggage over. Typically, we are, I'm sure you've cruised many times.
Yes.
You clear customs, you walk out a door, it's 10 feet away, and that's where we're able to be stationed, and we're there with the luggage free sign with your name.
So there'll definitely be obvious people there, you know, signed and everything that are going to be right there when you get off, and Lord knows that's usually the least favorite time of anybody's cruise.
Yes, a little hectic.
And in terms of, you know, you obviously will tend to have more getting off of a ship than when you got on. You know, how do you figure out the costs? Is a person basically paying for it at the time that they're there as they leave, or have they prepaid? How does that generally work?
What we do, which is unique in the industry, is we charge by the pound, and we do that so a traveler is paying for only what they send. So instead of saying, here's your price for an 80-pound suitcase, and you're only shipping 40 pounds, you're not getting a great deal. So we dictate the charge per pound to our clients based on the particular speed and origin destinations, and then that allows them to send whatever they want. So when To use the example we were just talking about, when they come off the ship, they turn over to us what they want, and they know it's going to move at a price per pound. We have it weighed by a third party for maximum objectivity, and then we bill them after the shipment has been complete in accordance with our guarantee.
And I would imagine these days, especially with the airlines that are already going to charge you 25 and more per bag per head, that probably would be fair to say that, you know, the coming of the airline surcharges probably has been a pretty good thing for your business.
Yeah, it has. It's I think there's no, you don't need a PhD in math to recognize that it's lowering the cost of doing business with us because you're spending that money anyway. And what we're seeing more and more and talking with customers and different focus groups is, unfortunately, we can't get to $25 a bag to send it. We just, the price dictates that it's more than that. But what people are saying is, I'm paying $25 a bag, 50, and it goes up incrementally. And I'm seeing no real value. Still carrying it to the airport, still tipping porters, I'm still waiting in line, still waiting at the baggage carousel. They're saying, I've heard conflicting figures, but the average is about a 20-minute wait at the baggage carousel. And I'm paying for that. whereas it is a premium, but I'm afforded the luxury of sending ahead. A lot of people are seeing a great value on that.
Outstanding. It was great talking to you, and best of luck, and it was very good learning about your business.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.